Wildlife is where you find it. And even though it's been a mild winter, and even though the days are lengthening as spring approaches, I've been somewhat of an indoor naturalist these past few months. And the wildlife in my house consists of one dog, often written about, two cats, and a couple handfuls of spiders. Not that I handle them. Yes, there are spiders in my house, but these are not creepy, crawly, jumpy, scary spiders. These are graceful, delicate, well-behaved spiders called Daddy Longlegs. Daddy Longlegs have much to recommend them as house guests. They usually do not frequent your counters or, God forbid, your beds, but prefer to hang out where the wall meets the ceiling. They do not build annoying webs into which you blunder. They do not wrap up their mummified victims for you to observe. And most importantly, they do not bite. I know next to nothing about these creatures, but have been increasingly contemplating them. One particular individual shares my bathroom and dangles near me every morning as I shave. Is it a female? Is it the same individual? She lowers herself elegantly from the ceiling to dangle a foot or two above my head. She watches me intently with her eight eyes, I think, then slowly recoils back to her corner above. Our immediate response to a spider is repulsion and fear. It is, I believe, because of their otherness. They do not have big brown eyes, but at least eight beady ones. They have eight legs instead of the more relatable two or four, and they creep about in an unlovely manner. And there's probably a genetic component to our reaction, because some spiders have been over evolutionary time and still can be, in our time, dangerous. But I do know that Daddy Longlegs are harmless. While they have a very toxic bite, their jaws are too small to harm us. Still, I would not pick one up, but I have been, over time, willing myself to appreciate them, and I am succeeding. It's funny how we draw the line on what we tolerate in our houses. Mosquitoes and ticks do not have a chance. I've been known to happily squash a cockroach, even the native ones that come in from outdoors. I do the same with the little cereal moths that flutter about my kitchen because I don't like thinking about eating their eggs or larvae in my cereal or rice. I kill ants reluctantly because I know too much about them and what marvels of creation they are. Centipedes, these really creep me out, and most spiders are captured and released outside if possible. But Daddy Longlegs make the cut. They can stay. Early in his 2-million-word journal, Thoreau says, "I seek a garret. The spiders must not be disturbed, nor the floor swept." Well, you should see my floor, but that's a topic for another time.